A charity that keeps a safety watch over the seas, actually not just around here, but right around the country, is looking for more volunteers. Hornsey Coast Watch operates from a lookout station on the town's seafront. It's one of 57 watch stations operated by the National Coast Watch Institution. The NCI was founded in Cornwall back in 1994 amid concern over the number of lookout stations being closed by the Coast Guards. It aims to fill in the gaps in the Coast Guard lookout coverage, basically. Volunteers from Hornsey Coast Watch will be outside their watch station near the Floral Hall in Hornsey today from 11 o'clock, talking to passers-by about their work, and our Chris Arundel has been along to see them.
This is the National Coast Watch Institution's watch station in Hornsey. It's on the seafront, of course, actually not far from the Floral Hall. It opened in 2008, and a team of volunteers keeps watch here from 9 in the morning until 6 p.m. Today they're holding an information and recruitment day. So let's step inside of the watch station now and speak to Andrew Garvey of Hornsey Coast Watch.
Well, we're at the moment stood at the entrance to Hornsey Coast Watch Station, which is a purpose-built building. It was built some 30 or 40 years ago by the Coast Guard. So it's an ideal building for observing what goes on up and down the coast. So all the front of and the sides of the building are all glass, as you can see, big panes of window. So we have positioned around that special binoculars, very high-powered binoculars. We have a range of devices for allowing us to say where a vessel is if it's at sea, a position, we call it a position on the ocean. We also have got the AIS system, which is basically it's a vessel identification system, and so we can see on a map on the screen there just where a vessel is. We can tap the vessel and it will tell us where the vessel is, what its name is, what its numbers are, its registration numbers, and all of the other background information we may need if something happens around that vessel.
And you have a direct communication with Humber Coast Guard, which is a few miles up the coast there.
Yes, we do indeed. We contact with our contact with them is by telephone, and we either use 999 number if it's a real emergency, or we just dial them on a normal sort of call number, normal open line, if it's anything other than emergency. But we also have three radios, marine radios here, that are operating all the time. They scan all of the channels that people out at sea will be using. We also, at this far end of the station, have what we call a chart, which allows us to plot the position of any vessel that we see out there.
A team of 27 volunteers keeps a lookout here on a rotor system. Mike Johnson is one of the volunteers.
I was one of the founder members. We look out for a range of incidents, both on shore, on the beaches, and at sea. We actually look out for swimmers, for people walking on the beach, make sure that they don't get caught by the tides. Inflatables, which are permanent, people insist on using them, not realising that those things are for pools, not for the sea. Yeah. The jet skis have been a bit of a problem over the summer. And we actually clearly look for any incident that we can see, and also we respond for any calls that the Coast Guard make, because ultimately we actually respond to the Coast Guard.
You must work fairly closely with Hornsey Inshore Rescue.
We do work with them. They often do radio checks with us when they actually go out on exercise. We clearly see them and hear their communications with the Coast Guard.
Last year, Coast Watch stations in England and Wales reported 470 incidents at sea. Now, Hornsey Coast Watch is looking to recruit more volunteers.
It starts about 11 o'clock in the morning and it will run through till about 5 in the evening. It will take place outside the watch station on the promenade in Hornsey near the marina pub. And we'll have Coast Guard, our members, out with information, looking to talk to people about considering joining, the Coast Watch team here. We don't actually get any money from any other source than from charity donations that are made to the station here. But the priority really has got to be trying to recruit new members, because we have got a waiting list at the moment for trainees, but the number of watches we cover and the number of watchkeepers we need to do it effectively we are a little bit deficient at the moment. We need to put our numbers up. So that will be the focus of what we're trying to do here today.
If you've got a bit of time and you could volunteer, if you're interested, go along and have a chat with them. You'll find the Coast Watch team. If you go to Hornsey, find the Marine Pub on the front there. They're on the bit of walkway between the back of the Marine Pub and the sea. You'll find them quite easily, I reckon.